A couple of years ago, I remember riding with a coworker who needed to stop by a friend's house in Greystone. We pulled up to the storybook house, rang the bell, and as soon as the door flung open, a large black dog pounced upon me. I jumped back in surprise, and my coworker told her white friend, "Now you know black people are afraid of dogs." I felt my face get hot. I wanted to scream, to cuss, to go off, and to tell her that I've had a dog all my life and wasn't afraid, just stunned. Instead, I chuckled it off and pretended that it didn't hurt, although it did. I should have told her that she was wrong, being stereotypical. I should have educated her and put her in check. Instead, I acted like a coward. Another time, at another job, my coworkers wanted to perform a skit for fun. They needed a songstress to sing a little ditty, and a few of the white associates chimed in. "Let Marie do it. You know she can sing." Well, I can't sing. Couldn't hold a tune even if I tried. They had never heard me sing or even heard me talk about music. I should have told them, "Look, just because my skin is black doesn't mean I can sing like Aretha Franklin." I laughed it off, but again, I should have spoken up, but didn't. I've even pretended to not like watermelon or chicken while in mixed company because I didn't want to be stereotyped, when really, I do like them. Not because I'm black, but because I'm Marie. Well, I'm tired of being a coward. Tired of letting stupid statements and stereotypes fly right past me and not do anything about it. When confronted with future insensitivities, I plan to be open, honest, and gentle, but brave. I won't respond in anger, but offer to educate my offending brother or sister. I also plan to make sure that I'm not contributing to perpetuating stereotypes about whites either. I won't assume that the elderly gentleman standing next to me in line at the grocery store is a former Klansman, or presume the overly inquisitive white woman at work has an ulterior motive. Instead, I'll stop, be patient, and not be led by my eyes, which can deceive me. It's time for all of us to launch a campaign to get to know each other, so we'll stop hurting each other and ignoring one another. Of course, there have been efforts to bring races together. Never in my lifetime did I think this country would elect a black man president of the United States. But 11 o'clock on Sunday is still one of the most segregated hours of the week. Our neighborhoods are still much too homogenous, and reading the comments on some of the local news blogs where people can hide behind their computer monitors makes me think I am living in the 1960s. We embrace diversity when we have to, at work and school, but when it comes to choosing to be together, we still don't. We've had a history of not talking to each other about our feelings and our fears. As a human race, we are in a marriage of sort, bound together to live on planet Earth. If we're going to have a good relationship, we've got to talk. Get to know each other. Let the barriers come down and stop being, yes, cowards. The longer we wait, we do ourselves a great, great disservice.